Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young Maine, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get a blessing. Now I'm shining on the sun. Life is nuts.
Why I run? I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleet, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X wet, pills crack, weed blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get me blessed. Now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts.
That's why
I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get me blessed. Now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts.
Why remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now was Kush only. Grind hard. That's so hard, push homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run it, did it.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke,
that's why.
I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Get me hustling, now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts.
That's why
I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Get me hustling, now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts.
Why? I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Sometimes you just gotta get to the business, you know. Say fuck everything else. But one thing about it, you can't never let the business interfere with the money. You heard me? Look. Oh shit, here I go again, right back with the shits. Hit a lick, stack some bands and got right back to my fix. Hit the stand, told the whole jury I would never snitch. Call my mans, told him tell the click, I would never switch. On 1 grand, on 10 toes I stand. I just took a risk, took a chance. But I promise to my fans I won't quit, I won't fail. I'm not selling out, all I sell is hits. In my pants, I got this hammer and I'm too legit to miss. In the trap, posted up for trap, everybody strapped. Super fresh, I be clean like I just took a bath. I'm a cameo, I'm with the dancer, oh, she on my lap. From the way she bust it open, she my know a nigga rap. I'm a pimp, I don't spend no bread if I don't get nothing back. Fuck a friend, we ain't doing business, I don't want no doubt. I ain't stopping till I get my pockets tall as a giraffe. With so in the numbers, I can't do the math. I'm a dog, I don't fuck with cats, do that pussy shit. All my broads, we ain't fucking if you smell like tuna fish. Just got paid, I just hit the mall and bought a stupid fit. Got some shit I never seen before, the mess and boom kicks. I'm the truth, you know I'm the truth. All my music sick, I'm from that booth. I'm not from the Lou, but I'm a lunatic. Got an older hoe from Oklahoma on my sooner shit. You want war with us, then I'm a warrior. My shooter sick, they don't miss. I don't play no games, I don't fuck for lanes. Boy, you scared, you got out your car, I saw you took no chain. I go fast, you fuck with my fam, I'm gon' go insane. I'm about my bread, you fuck with my sales, then I'm gon' bust your brain. I'm a king, like LeBron James, but I don't play no hoops. This your city, and you say you lit it, I don't see no team. My niggas, we not from the city, but we from the zoo. I'm the cat that be in that hat, but I'm not Dr. Seuss. What it do? On that Hennessy, I just got a boost. It's this beef with my enemies, I go wreck a roof. I'm in Carolina with a Caroline, and she ain't been a beast. I've been pulling dimes since I was like 9. Where you from? Oh, you from the east? You be with them signs. What you rep? Oh, you from the west? Y'all be doing crimes. Oh, boy, C-A-M-E time, you gon' give me. So wrong. I can make the world rhyme, that don't rhyme. What's your price? What you selling, nigga? Show me what you got. If it's dope, I'm not touching that, cause 12 too fucking hot. On the scale of 1 to 10, I'm off the scale, I'm like a 12. I'm the shit, I fall back and then come back like Dave Chappelle. Oh, yeah, I just want some bag, I just made a sale. Where you at? Bitch, I'm pulling up, don't pay me through the mail. I'm not stopping, I'm just dropping to my numbers like a Dale. I know who killed Big and Pop, but I swore I wouldn't tell Louisiana. Woo! Woo, nigga. Straight up, I'm a problem. No! Oh my God. I am not playing with no rappers. Just take over, homeboy. Trap. Ah. Eat. Straight up. Game over.
Call me Pimp Daddy. Cup full of bar, I'm leaning off drink. Blunt full of tro, I'm gone off that Cali. Took off the top, I ride with no roof. Mindless behavior, slab is unbalanced. Pinky ring glisten when I chunk through. So I'm fucking up vision, clogging up traffic. BBS diamonds all on my tooth. Pockets on swollen, love with that cabbage. Sitting in a drop of posture obtuse. Smoking on Pendergrass, no teddy. Got these bitches calling me boo. Blowing my phone up, bringing my celly. All I do is bang them like screw. Hop back in the drop and confetti. Paint grape jelly, glide on Pirelli. Top drop, chrome grilling woman on the belly. Got a bad bitch, wanna chill with a pimp. 21, yeah, you're young, but it seems like you're ready. Slide down a pole, throw it back at me. Strip club trapping, I'ma make it rain heavy. Blowing big kush, got the car seat smelly. Double cup, got me feeling like the bar, baby. Hold up, cup inside a cup.
Go space.
Fucking commas up. If it ain't on foes, I chop the block on blaze. Vanilla ice on my chest like a birthday cake. Been on a purple wave since I pulled this juice. Part two, still feeling throw. Chilling with a chick with the gray tape screw. Styrofoam cup with the codeine pole. Slow.
Sipping on a deuce. Charlie Ranches and juice.
Ooh.
Hey, siblings to my mind in a coma. I'm in the streets like signs on the corner. I'm in the streets, gotta grind if you want it. I eat steak, used to dine on bologna. Pay cash, I ain't leasing a caddy. Shotgun, keep beating the caddy. Shotgun, pretty freak with a fatty. My bitch yellow like Lisa and Maggie. Pull a hole, throw the place, say tow truck. I need COD when I show up. DG, must be made by Lambo. They attacking and I got my dough up. Bread on me and my wrist full of cold cuts. Made a sandwich, so a nigga about to eat good. Great fan of codeine when I pull up. One cup, two cups, I'ma sleep good. Fifth lean away, drink on my Fleetwood. Sitting on raw high, Clint Eastwood. Coming down, I'ma roll through each hood. Blue hunters, I'm blessed, that's priesthood. Used to run through the cane like narcos. Selling bricks like a cane with a barcode. Had the block on fire like charcoal. I'ma done like the homie CRO. Mo City, I done got me a big house. Did crime, I ain't never hit the big house. Now I ball, but a nigga had to switch routes. Niggas talk to police with a big mouth. Fell back, came up, had to get right. Left broke, stayed down, look at his life. King John is fun 100, look at his ice. Bitch gotta be bad, that's his type.
Sipping on the deuce, Charlie Ranches and juice. Got me feeling though, still so slow. Drink until I dream, so in love with this lane.
Welcome to Global Latina Cut. Goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Host Onyx on the line with you. Don't have the other host, Golden Fleece. He's out there making the last minute 2016. As we all are out here. However, we are excited to bring in the last show. As you can see, we started off in the South. We had to represent NFL. And now we're headed over to Memphis. And what I mean by that is we do have our special guest recording artist, independent hip-hop recording artist, Tech T. He will be joining us shortly. We will be playing his records, and we will be getting to know more about what he has going on this year and going forward. So if this is your first time tuning into Global 14 The Cut, definitely this is the station by Jermaine Dupri, global14.com. Let me know if I'm sounding crazy. Shout out to Faith on the birds who's holding us down. We do have the cut staff, so we're very blessed and happy to have everybody aboard. But yeah, we're going to start 2017 off really, really nice, but we have to go out with a bang. So definitely thank you to Tech T for helping us do just that. So Global14.com. Oh, yeah, VAP Game, you guys. So VAP Game Season 3 is going to be premiering January 13th on Lifetime TV. Same time, same place. It's going to be 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. So make sure you check it out. I'm kind of excited about VAP Game Season 3 because I don't know if you guys are familiar with camouflage. You may or may not be. You had to really be on your underground, you know, your rap, your hip-hop scene to kind of know who he was at the time because it just wasn't, he was major, but he wasn't just out there. He was a rapper in Savannah who actually was murdered. And my oldest brother knew him and kind of was on the scene when he was all, well, not on the scene when that happened, but kind of around that whole scene when the rap came was, the rap music was coming up out of Savannah, so his daughter, all that to say, his daughter is actually on the Rap Game Season 3. And I remember just a lot of stories about his daughter being there and in the studio and among him a lot. So I'm really excited to see the season and what she does because she definitely comes from a family who was out there doing their thing with the hip-hop and the rap. So like I said, we did take a trip to the South. We're back to Memphis now. We're going to stop over and go ahead and play one of Type T's records. Let me tell you about this. This was like an overdue. This was like, I got to get him on. When can we get him on? This is one of those things where we got to get him back on the show. We've had Type T through here before. And he's one of those artists that we're lucky if we get a chance to keep having him. Because he continues to progress and do more and more. We're very humbled and thankful that he took the time tonight to come through to the show. If you're a supporter and you're a fan and you can call in, say something, say a few lines, let's do that. Let's end 2016 on a positive note. Let's give that affirmation. Let's give those blessings at 760-913-4119. Or if you just have like a resolution, if you want to do some paper, talk about what you're going to do next year, I'm okay with that. I really don't mind y'all doing that. Speak positive things and speak right. So we're going to actually play the Stay YV record coming up right now. And then once we do that, we will have Type T right on the line with us. Like I said, you guys, make sure... I was just about to tell you guys, make sure you keep me in check if my phone gets to acting up, because I do not have my headpiece. And clearly, yes, my phone is not ready to cooperate, but hopefully it does. What we're going to do actually before we play C'est La Vie, because C'est La Vie is a single that I see Type T been pushing very heavy, and I actually want him to introduce that to us himself and give us a drop for that record. So I want to play something else before I play C'est La Vie, and you may have already heard it because it's just kind of been buzzing. I saw the views, right, and we're going to get into all of that with Type T. So let's backtrack. We're going to play another record, and then I'm going to have him do an official drop and introduce that record to you guys. So let's play like a Come Up. Let's play Come Up, Global 14 Cut.
Look, look. Every day I work a 9-to-5 just to see another white man's dream come true. And I'm tired of the system. It's full of bullshit. It wasn't designed for me and you. You can have all the degrees in the world, but to them, you're still a nigga with a suit on. And they can never understand, because they never been judged by the color of their skin tone. Man, stop it. You sound like another nigga pulling out the race car. But tell me how you watch the news lately. Police brutality still at large. Damn, they killing our hopes, they killing our dreams. Then they tell us how the situation could have been avoided. But we gotta do better ourselves while we killing each other over some funky ass charges. But them 4-5 bearing so fresh though, I can't even lie. The media got all my people brainwashed. We gotta open up our eyes. So if I get gunned down, would you still sing about me after the hashtag go away? I wanna see it better for my offspring. Man, it's a battle every day, but this is what I pray.
So I get on my knees every night, asking God, can you help me?
We're 21st century slaves. I guess some things ain't gonna never change. Dr. King gotta be rolling over in his grave. Man, this can't be life. Nah, can't be life. Nah, can't be. I work a 9-to-5 just to stay alive, but I really make enough just to keep on my life. Trapping ticket could end up dead. And stop pushing me because I'm close to the edge. Man, I might go crazy. My mind open just like a 7-Eleven. And give us hell on earth. We in the last days. I pray that I can make it into heaven. We guilty until proven innocent. So you know what that means. We got no chance. They make a mockery of President Obama, nigga. What you think they about to do to your black ass up the river? So long. Bye-bye. Do not pass go. With no get out of jail free card. And stop insulting my intelligence. I see the writings on the wall. Bitch, I ain't a retard. And talk down on hip-hop. Try to minimize the way it had an impact. But at the company talent show, what they ask you to do? Tyrone, can you go up there and do a rap? Nah, fuck that. I'm tired of tap dancing over issues that been weighing on my soul. They say I got a lot of black friends, I can't be racist, but call us niggas behind closed doors. Goddamn, ain't shit changed. Welcome into my reality. It's like we're living in a Mortal Kombat. I go to Twitter, see another fatality. But you lose.
So I get on my knees every night, asking God, can you help me?
We 21st century slaves. I guess some things ain't gonna never change. That the king gotta be rolling over in his grave. Man, this can't be life.
Nah, can't be life.
Nah, can't be life.
Nah, can't be.
I work a 9-to-5 just to stay alive, but I barely make enough just to keep on my life. If I can stop for a traffic ticket, could end up dead. And stop pushing me because I'm close to the edge. Man, I might go crazy.
I might go crazy. I might go crazy.
So I get on my knees every night, asking God, can you help me?
Yeah, yeah, cause we 21st century slaves. I guess some things they gon' never change. Dr. King gotta be rolling over in his grave. Man, this can't be life.
Nah,
I
can't be life.
Nah, I can't be. I work a 9-to-5 just to stay alive.
Alrighty, welcome back to Global 14 The Cut, and as promised, we do have the recording artist, our special guest tonight to help us end out 2016 also, right? We have Ted T from Memphis. What's good?
I'm blessed to be here. How are y'all, man? Thank y'all so much for the opportunity.
Oh, man, we thank you. I was just telling you off the live, like, I thank you so much, but and still wanting to come through. You done just made it things in here, so it's great to have your time and you be able
right.
to, you know, sit down and talk with us. But yeah,
no, like you said off the line, I have to say this. If for anybody that's listening, like, I never forget those that have helped you get to these places. Like, 3 years ago when I first dropped the record, it was called Call Tyrone. I sent it out to a million people. The only people that would pick it up to even listen to it was you and Fleece. So I'll never forget that, and I'm so appreciative. So whatever y'all need me for, it's nothing. Just shoot me an email or text me, and I'm there, anything.
Man, that's for sure, man. And we things, of course, we never would have even known of this story that you shared. So thank you for sharing that. That means a lot to me. I'm golden
yep.
in the show. So thank you so much. It's just, this is
yeah.
perfect. We got the person to end the year and bring it right into 2017. So in
right.
saying that, we definitely have some questions that we want to bring to you. And let me go ahead and pull up because I'm all organized tonight. So let me do that. So I want to ask you then, so let's go ahead and talk about your placement opportunities. You had quite a few this year. I keep bringing
right.
And congratulations to you on that. Can you share some of
thank
those
you.
Opportunities with those who aren't familiar and kind of let us know how you don't have to let us know how you got them, but just kind of let us know how that even came about, because that's not easy to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, it's not. And 2016 has been a crazy year full of the placements. You know, a couple of them, I finally was able to break into, like, you know, mainstream TV. I've had a lot of placements, like, on, you know, VH1, like Black Ink Crew and stuff like that, and those are great. But this year I was able to get on NBC, the J-Lo show, Shades of Blue. It was a real small placement. You got to, like, you got to turn it all the way up to know that was me, but it's huge, though, for my brand. Mm-hmm. So J-Lo's TV show on CBS earlier this year was a show called Angel from Hell with a couple of different actors. So I got a placement on there. And then the biggest one I think a lot of people know about was going to be the one that I got for the show that comes on Starz. It's Power. It's the 50 Cent show with Ghost and Tommy and all of those people. So I was able to get that placement during like one of the most intense scenes on the show. And so what I tell a lot of people, and it's the truth, the way that you can actually get these placements is you gotta hunt these music supervisors down. Every TV show, every commercial, every whatever that you're looking at, there has to be music that sets the scene. Like whatever, like right now, it was so funny that we're actually having this conversation. But you know, I said, man, this show gonna be crazy because you got the Big Punisher, you know, don't want to be a player in the background. You know what I'm saying? And that's setting the scene. And everything in TV, you have to have the scene set. So they're looking for music. It's just we're watching a TV show and we don't think that it's a business. So just hunt them people down, figure out what their name is and see what they're looking for, send it, and, you know, work their process out, and then you might be able to get there. It's a hard process because you're vying with so many different people trying to get it, but the fruits of your labor will pay out. So just keep on gunning and keep on stalking and keep bothering, and that's how you get those type of placements.
So that's dope, and you're not going to get, and thank you for sharing that, because you're not going to get that insight just from any average person. I think it's dope. Right. You've gotten your placements. You're going to get more. You're not hurting anybody else to get their placement in. So I think that's really, it's like, do your thing, you know? And the host, Golden, they specialize in music placements and licensing and things of that nature. So they're the first to give out some tips as well. So I think that's dope. Any artist that's listening, you should be taking this advice. And, you know, taking this advice and applying it. Don't ask for favors, but just, you know, work yourself.
And that's what it is. It's going to be a process. You know, it definitely is. It's not something that's going to come easy, but you just have to continue. And there's all little type of networking things probably in your city, in my city, in everybody's city, where they'll bring, like, music supervisors and stuff. And you got to make sure you take advantage of that, because if they're coming to you, there's no excuse. So just keep your eyes open for every opportunity you can find, and you never know what that going to that event and meeting that person can actually mean. So,
Absolutely. 100% agree with you. Thank you for sharing that. So, I want to ask you this thing. So you actually talked about, I believe it was on Facebook, I saw it somewhere. I'm on social, I'm connected with you on like every social media platform. So it might have been Twitter. I think it was Facebook.
Right.
But you mentioned that you didn't want to hear about people saying that people aren't buying singles anymore. They're not buying music anymore.
Yeah.
Elaborate on what you meant when you made that statement in that moment.
Yeah, what happened was, I think I had fell into that whole trap as well of, man, ain't nobody buying music. But then what I did was I asked people to purchase my music, and they purchased it. So what I meant by that was, I think as artists, especially a lot of artists, like where we're at in our careers and things like that, we think we put a link out there and it's just going to happen. Because we see whoever our artist is, they put whoever our top artist is that we look to, all we see they do is they put a link out and it'll get like 15,000 likes and, you know, 15,000 shares. But we don't know that grind that they did to get to that spot, so their brand is so high that they can do that. So what you have to do is you got to put the work in. And that's what I said. I won't accept it anymore. I won't accept the fact that people are not buying music. Nah, they're buying music. Maybe they're not buying my music. Maybe they're not buying your music, but they're still buying music. The key to all of this, though, is we got to put the work in. We got to get our brand high enough where they're going to see value in buying your music. And it's hard. It's hard to get it there. It really is. It really is, especially when you're putting in work and you feel like your brand should already be there, but you got to take a step back and you got to have people around you that's going to tell you, hey, man, you got to put more work in. So that's what I kind of mean by that. Like, I just won't accept that anymore. Like, people are buying music. Maybe they're not buying my music. Maybe they're not buying your music. But they're still buying music. They still love music. You just got to figure out how to connect with your fans better. So that's what I kind of mean by that.
Absolutely. 100% agree with you. Oh, my gosh. I hope y'all are taking notes and just keeping track of what it is tonight. Like, we really trying to get you set up to low key trying to like help you for 2017. Like,
right.
It's the interview,
right.
But we're prepping you for 2017. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with you because I definitely will pre-order and all of that and be ready for something. So, most definitely, yep. I agree. All right. So let's talk about the Memphis hip hop rap scene. Now, all I see a lot of Memphis is being shown right now is just like, you know, and I like Yo Gotti, you know, but
right.
I see a lot of Young Baxter, you know, just that
yeah.
type of the scene is just more getting more I'm not going to call it recognition. I'm going to, that's getting
right.
more prevalent in social media. That's where I see everybody flocking to that type of hip hop and rap coming out of Memphis. Is
right.
there an, do you think there's enough balance coming out of the Memphis music scene, or does it not matter because you're not even focused on Memphis like that?
I think, like, everything is somewhere in the middle. Like, there's so many dope artists out in the Memphis area. It really is. And, you know, maybe what you see on the top level is, you know, Gotti, of course, and Black Youngster, Moneybagg Yo, Dolph, all the top artists. Those guys
yeah.
are amazing. And they're putting on for the city. But, you know, when you dig a little bit deeper, you'll see so many artists doing their thing that are making waves, that are making moves. And I think that's like that for every city. You know, every city has, like, the top artists that you see right now. And then you, and when you dig a little deeper, you'll see more. So I don't really think that it's a balance issue. It's just about, I kind of just get back to my, we got to put more work in to get our name up there so you can see the other people that are doing their thing. So I think it's, everything is the way it's kind of supposed to be. It's just going to be upon us to make sure that we get that work done so you can understand that there are more artists than just the top ones that you see on social media or the top ones that you see getting that push. There's so many artists that are doing it. We just got to make sure we get that work up and get our awareness out there so you'll be able to see that we got moves as well.
All right. Dope. So then let's talk about you and music videos because you definitely have a different
right.
type of you got the Sailor video, you got the, like, Phantom of
right.
the Opera.
Right.
It's real dope, babe. So let's talk about the videos and the treatments. And I think we discussed this before when you had your No Stopping Us Now.
Right. You know,
is that the name of
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like, I did for C'est La Vie, and just what I wanted to do, man, I wanted to get back to those videos, like, you know, when you would turn it on and you'd be watching TRL or you'd be watching, you know, 106 in Park, and they have themes and they have different things going
yeah.
on. You know, I just remember, like, the video used to actually mean something, and I can't change the world with one video. It's impossible. But when I heard the record for C'est La Vie, the first thing that I thought about, even before I wrote the song, like when I was writing the song and I heard the beat, I heard like classical. I heard classic in it because the video, the beat sounds so dark. And then from that darkness, I thought about classical movies and then classical singers and, like, you know, Frank Sinatra and stuff like that. Just that classical, that, those baritone, those crooners and stuff like that. And I thought, okay, cool, what's like a dark type of a gritty that can go with hip hop? And then nothing came to my head but Phantom of the Opera. And so I wrote out everything that I wanted, took it to a videographer. He kind of, like, you know, made it a video because, you know, all I had is thoughts. He actually made it a video. And that's the product that we had from there. You know, I wanted dancers. I wanted all of that stuff because I wanted to get back to where it's visually aesthetic. It you wouldn't think that once you hear the song. Like,
mm-hmm.
if you hear the song, you're not thinking Phantom of the Opera. So I kind of wanted to hit you with something different because it ties into the prelude, the project, and the whole thing about the prelude is, like, you know, don't worry about people's expectations, just create. And I feel like, you know,
right.
you get a lot of limits on what you can and cannot do because other people's expectations. You see it every day, too. I'm sure people put expectations on what you can do on your radio show, but it's like, nah, we're going to do whatever we want. The whole point is
yeah.
to create. Yeah, and
yeah.
so with that, ain't no rappers running around here with Phantom of the Opera mask on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's
that,
what I was like. I was like, I ain't never seen it, you know what I'm saying? But and that's what I was like, you know what, I want to do it. Why? Because music is art, and there are no limitations
mm-hmm.
in art. So, yeah, I'm a rapper, but I'm driven by music. Music is the first thing. You know, I would say I'm a genreless rapper. I'm just trying to go out here and do whatever I can. So to answer your question, because I done went into a long-ass tangent, yes, I do make my own video.
That was it.
Yeah, I do make my own video treatments. Right.
No, that's awesome, and that really helps you to get to know who an artist is, and that makes somebody who isn't familiar with you want to go and check, like, oh, this dude is really evolved into this. Let me go and see what his videos are talking about. It makes them more of a fan
right.
to know that you're that much involved and that you really have a passion for it. It's just something about an authentic artist these days. So I think that is the word that we can definitely tie to Type T when we talk about the different independent artists and what separates them from the next.
So,
perfectly fine. This is your night, and that's why you're here.
Appreciate it.
Most definitely. So then, saying all that, since you like to get your creativity on and all of that, are you ever going to look into doing possibly some acting, or have you had an opportunity to yet?
You know what? I think that's just a gradual thing. I would love to. Just to be perfectly honest, when I was in high school and stuff like that, you know, I dabbled in acting. I was actually like the president of the drama club and stuff like that. So I had that theatricalness in me. But I think if I never used anything from that, what it did teach me was how to perform. And mm-hmm. I understand the idea of what it takes to be on the stage and make people engage with you, because I got taught that so long ago. Like, and that's something that I feel like I'm so thankful for, because if you don't know how to walk on that stage and perform, you really don't have anything almost. I mean, mm-hmm. it depends. Like, if you get your record hot enough, it won't matter. But for where I'm at in my career, I don't have the advantage. I don't have the luxury of not being able to rock your stage. I have to rock your stage because you don't know me or my song. So I don't have that luxury right now. You know, now, you know, God willing, C'est La Vie catch fire, or we keep on, you know, running at grassroots and it gets to where it needs to be. Everybody's a million people singing it, it won't matter. But right now, I'm at a position in my career where I have to go on that stage and I have to rock your ass. You have to want to know who I am. So.
Exactly.
So that's one thing, right? So that's one thing that I learned from that type of stuff. And I would like to eventually go into acting and things like that, because that's what I'm doing right now with my whole process. It's all about, when you talk about your videos, you're talking about the little social media videos. It's just, you're just acting, you're just writing the script out, and you're creating a series to get people engaged into you. So hopefully one day, so if you got some parts, you know what I'm saying, if Denzel Washington hit you up after this, give him my information, because we in there.
Look, I do know. I was just talking to, I am going to check down to the film festival, and I did talk to, I do have quite a few actors, or not actors, but directors hitting me. And then I'm like, hey, okay, this is pretty cool.
Plug
so,
me.
Yeah.
Plug Type T, y'all. Plug Type T, please, because I will come in there and I will. All I need is 4-5 lines. Be like, damn, they shot the homie. That's all I need. That's all I need, dog.
Yeah,
all I need.
Well, definitely. You know, of course, it's not Steven Spielberg or anything hitting my mind just yet, but I do have some people that are just as great, if not better. So I definitely keep you in mind when I speak to them again.
Being 100, you know, a lot of people, like, I don't know if we can cuss on here, so I'll just say they'll poo-poo.
Yeah, you can.
They'll shit on independent artists. They'll shit on independent movie directors, but independent movies, you know, they need music too. So real talk, if they need some music or something, I have a catalog that I would love to, that they could utilize, because you never know where that movie might go. It might end up at the, you know, independent film festival and win like a Pulitzer or something. I don't know.
Exactly.
So you can never shit on any opportunities for the most part, because you do not know who they know and what they have
going
on. So yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
Absolutely. And that's exactly why I'm tied into them. If I do write to write, but I'm more so interested in the placement piece. So yeah.
Right.
I'm all in there with that. But I would definitely, when we have a conversation, I'll go ahead and share with you. It is one of the guys was he did the New Edition trailer that went viral. And so since then he's got a lot of different opportunities on the table, and he's continuing, obviously, to direct and do other things. So that's one of the people that, you know, we've had an opportunity to kind of just build with along the way. So, or at least I've had. So, yes, I'll definitely be be letting him know.
Plug
for the next. Yes, absolutely. It's too easy. Oh my gosh, an easy text, network, social media, set somebody's way, it's done.
Right.
So let's see then, and all of that to say, now you talked about rocking the stage and how important it is to engage people because they don't know you. So is it more important to you, and there's no right or wrong answer, to have a relationship with your fans or the DJs?
Man, you know what? Me and my manager, actually, we have this conversation all the time. And we just had it earlier today. It's like that fine line because, you know, the DJs have direct access to potential fans. But at the end of the day as well, you know, you need to be concerned about the fans that you have. So it's both. It really is. I personally, my brother's a DJ out here in Nashville, DJ Ron C. He's won a couple of SCA awards. So I understand the importance of a DJ. Like I wanted to be a DJ. I can still vividly remember walking into his room and mixing, like, you know, Yin Yang Twins and Jay-Z together, like literally like that type of DJing, like blending and stuff like that. So I've always had that passion to want to be a DJ. But going through him, I understood the importance of a DJ. So I always had that respect for those people. But I also understand, you know, we're in an age right now where you can go direct to your fans as well. So it's a fine line. You know, the DJ is very important. They should always be honored. You can't really go to where you're trying to go, to that huge, massive level without them, because every Friday night, they are probably rocking an 18 to 24-year-old who does not know your name. So you need to make sure you got them plugged in, but don't get so locked into only focusing on DJs that you forget that you have a social media page that you can get right to that person that might buy your song. So it's kind of like it's a catch-22 now. So I guess to answer that question, both of them important as hell. Both of them. Both
right.
of them important as shit. Yeah.
Exactly. And I hate it
right.
too, but yes, they're both equally. We got to get where everybody, I don't hate it, but yes, we can't even put one over the other. I feel you
yeah.
or not.
Yep.
So then when you talk about needing both of these, you know, factors to succeed and offer your plan of success, would you rather stay independent or go major? You've had some major placements.
Right.
Now, would you rather be let other people get in on your checks or just keep the checks to yourself and keep working?
It's like this, you know, going independent, You have more control of everything that you do, and everything that you do, you create everything, and there's no hands, like you said. But there is something that majors can offer you that you can't offer yourself right now, and that is global awareness. Like, social media is great, but they've changed the parameters on social media so much because they realized they were making people stars for free. And they're not going to allow you to do that anymore. So that's why everything is pretty much a sponsored ad. You pretty much need to pay for your awareness. There's only about 250 people that see your post every day now because they switched that shit up with the algorithms. You all know that. I hope the artists know that. If they don't, I just gave you a free jewel. So there you go. So they switched up everything. They switched up everything. So what a record label has the ability to do, unless you can go viral immediately, is they can put your ass on Jimmy Fallon tonight. You know, they can. They have the ability. They have those relationships. They know those people. I can get those relationships, too. It just might take me a little bit longer. So right now, I'm fine being independent, to be perfectly honest. I'm in a place right now where, you know, I think a major, that's the only thing that they can really offer me is going to be mass awareness. And that is something that I eventually you have to have if you're trying to go where I'm trying to be. Because I want to be a pop star. I want to be a world-renowned artist. Like, that's what I want to be. And I say that and I put that out there because I'm not trying to hide it. So I know eventually I will have to figure out how to get that global awareness. But how the hell can I get global awareness? I got to make sure I get my region on lock. Things like that. So I can do that independent. I don't need a major to make me regionally hot. I can go do that myself. I have a car. I have CDs. So I can go do that myself. You know what I'm saying? So I think eventually once I get my brand up to where I can dictate terms, that is something I'll look into. But right now, if I was to get a record deal, they'd be able to shit on me so hard because I don't dictate anything right now. So I want to walk into them and be like, hey, Well, you know, I just sold two million records without y'all. So what's good around this bitch? You know what I'm saying? Right now, it wouldn't make any sense. Let me keep on building up my stats. Let me keep on building up my draft stock, I guess you could say, if we're talking about sports. Because right now, I'd be like a seventh-round pick. And seventh-round picks barely make the league. Let me make sure I can get my stock up so I can be a first-round pick. We walk in there and we're like, hey, we walking out with $15 million. Or exactly. We ain't walking out with nothing. So, yeah, exactly. I think that's where I'm at right now. Let me keep building up my stock. Because right now, they could just shit on me and give me whatever I want. Take all my merchandise and money and everything. We don't want that right now. So, nah.
Absolutely. That's what's up. Each artist to its own. Everybody has the reasons why. And I think that is definitely makes sense in my book. And there's nothing wrong with that. So, and yes, like you told them, let them know. Yes, everything changes with social media. You can't even upload, like, a song or whatever. I remember we had something with JD's music in the background, and it was his event. Him, I was just like, wait a minute. Like, this is a part of this, and we couldn't even, it was like flagged and everything. I'm like, this is crazy. So, let me make sure you don't get an extra penny. Yeah. So, I'm like, okay.
It's wild, man.
Yeah, you can't, really can't get by with social media like you used to, but not for the free, like you said. Well, what's one thing, what are some things we can accept? Because you got the prelude coming, so tell us when the date is and what can we expect on the upcoming project.
Man, I'm so excited. The project is dropping on 1/17/17, that's January 17th, called The Prelude. And I call The Prelude the introduction to the end. And what I mean by that, and I kind of already let it out, it was the end of me trying to make music based off the expectations of other people. And I think we do that a lot in life. It just happens. It's natural. You know, you're from here, so this is where you're supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? That's how you're supposed to sound. Or you're this type of artist, so this is the type of music I expect from you. But really what I wanted to do was just walk into the studio, and I linked up with some of Memphis's top young and up-and-coming producers, and we just made music. Like, it didn't matter. Like, you know, I was like, hey, man, you sound good doing that. Come on, sing that. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. Like, the music was the only important thing. Everything else, not the genre I'm supposed to sound like, not the bar I'm supposed to give on this line. It's about the music. And I know that's what we came in and did. So that's why I called the introduction to the end. And it's actually a prelude because it is the introduction to another project that's coming later in the year. So they're both separate, but they're connected. So I'm excited. I can't wait to drop the project. I'm going to be dropping it, of course, everywhere digitally. It'll be on my Bandcamp page. I love Bandcamp. That's how I sold my first. I just started using Bandcamp, and my manager has been trying to get me to use Bandcamp for so long. I was like, man, fuck that. I ain't never using Bandcamp. Man, please. I love Bandcamp.
Why
dog.
You so good?
I mean,
Bandcamp.
Man, I don't know. Like, because I felt like I'll be 100%. I feel like, you know, Bandcamp is like, you know, it's very, very small, and only your base can get that. While you know, being on Apple and being on Tidal, the world can get that. But the thing is, nigga, if only your people are checking for your music, you better figure out how to get it to them right then and there, right? It's great to have it global because you have to do that to compete with the majors. But at the end of the day, if you're trying to get this money and you're trying to connect with these people, there's no better platform than Bandcamp. I mean, it's direct. It hits your account right then and there. So there's no games with it, as opposed to Apple and Tidal and all those people. They're hitting your ass on the back end with those funds. This is coming direct. So all artists, get your ass a Bandcamp. It's beautiful. You'll love it. You hit that ding, you know somebody bought something. It feels great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's another jewel. So, yeah, man, I'm excited.
That was
it drops on the 17th. Man, so it's dropping on the 17th. We got the release show in Memphis on the 15th, and I'm really excited because this is the first time I've ever been able to do anything like that. Like, one of my goals has always been, when you're dropping your music, kind of have like a release show around it. And I've only this will be my second project ever. The first project I dropped was in 2013. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I was just dropping music. So to have like a release show on the 15th and then the EP drops that 17th, I just can't wait. I'm excited. The pre-release goes on sale January the 10th, so you'll be able to kind of, you know, go ahead and lock yourself in, and it'll drop the week, that week after that. So I'm excited, man. It's going to be crazy.
I love it. It's right around the time where people are going to start doing taxes and all of that kind of stuff.
Right.
So Yes, right. You got a couple of dollars. Go ahead and drop it. It's not nothing. It ain't nothing to drop. What is it, 20, 15? Like, it's not going to be too much to drop on the prelude.
You know, this is the thing, man. We making it real easy for you because it's the EP because it's the appetizer. It's getting you ready for what's about to come. So it's four songs, and it's one of them is a voicemail. It'll be five songs on there, but only four of them are full songs. One of them is kind of like explaining what the prelude is, and so we're only dropping it for $5. So I know y'all got $5.
Oh my gosh, you guys, right? Yeah,
it's real easy. It's real easy. Yeah, it's a quick five. But what we're gonna do on the Bandcamp page, though, you know how I kind of did with Say La Vie. Is you can pay what you want. You know, it's at least five, but, you know, pay what you want. And what I saw is people, when they support your movement, like, they will give you more than that. I saw C'est La Vie, it was give what you want. Nobody gave, like, everybody gave at least $5, $6, $8, $9, $10. Like, so that's what I'm going to do again, and I'm excited. I can't wait for the project to come.
That's what's up. I like that you're not putting yourself in a box. And you're just creating the music. Because right now, there are no rules to this at all.
Right.
You can literally do whatever you want. And somebody, if it's a good fit for them, they're going to be looking for it. So that's what I do enjoy about the social media and how great that has. Well, I would say how much it's progressed. It's definitely allowed us to see that we can do a lot more and not limit ourselves. So I really, really like that. What's one thing that you wanted to accomplish before 2017 is over? I know
there's a couple things.
But.
there's a couple things, but I think the one thing that I'm really trying to gun for is to get some music out of my catalog placed in like a commercial, like a Gatorade commercial or a McDonald's commercial, like something super mainstream, because I know my catalog can go anywhere. And, you know, I love hip-hop. Hip-hop is always going to be my place. It's my home. Like, that's what I do. But I feel like my music, this is what I personally believe. My music supervisors told me differently, but some others have told me that I am right. I don't see why one of my songs can't be in a Toys R Us commercial. Like, I don't care. Like, I want my music licensed everywhere because I make music that I feel can be universally listened to. And so with that thought in mind, that's something that I'm really going to be gunning for. And, you know, I'm a hound these advertisers down, dog. Like, I'm going to find them, and I'm going to make sure they know who I am. And that's how we're going to get it. But that's something that in 2017 I want it to be. And I don't care if it's just like a regional commercial. Like, you know, I'm sure you got some regional commercials that you see. You'd be like, I'm never going to use a Texas. But they got music in the background, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like, I will never go do my taxes with them. But they got music in the background. So if I can get one of my records, like, placed on that, that's paying, too. So little things like that, whatever. Yeah, I wanted to get into, like, a dope advertisement. If it's small and regional, cool. But the big, big goal is, like, McDonald's or Toyota or something like that. If I can get one of the songs mechanically licensed in that, that'd be crazy.
That's dope. I'm excited for you. Have a lot on your resume, so hopefully that's right around the corner. And it's so cool to hear you say this because these are just telling independent artists that somebody had a song that sounded like it was perfect for like Nike, and then somebody had a record literally it was perfect for like a Doc McStuffin, and I was like, you need to take this to Nickelodeon so they can take that doctor hook you got that you was thinking about the doctor is here, whatever it was. And they could, you know, you need to do that. Like, people really, really should definitely broaden the horizons. You got video games, you got commercials, you got companies that do the jingles. You know, they always need people to write those. I mean, it's just so many different ways to get this money and then invest it into the other thing. So I'm right there with you. I think it's dope.
Yeah.
How appropriate. We have to keep on pushing Bun B in the background. Yes. Keep on pushing.
Right.
How appropriate.
See? Yep.
So I want to ask you this then. Is there anything else what's your advice for everybody in 2017 that is just starting out or is feeling defeated, feeling like, you know what, I did all this. I put my music out there. I did all of that. I didn't get a placement. I worked hard. I did this. I had a manager. What is your advice for them?
Stay driven. Like, and that's my new thing. I always said I'm driven by music, but I kind of shortened it down for my shirts and my merchandise. It's just gonna say driven on there. And the reason why we did that is because I wanted to have like a brand that everybody could relate to. Because I'm driven by music, but you might be driven by, you know, the Global Cut 14. So everybody can relate to being driven. And what I mean by those people that are having those failures, stay driven. Does not matter. Do not get upset. Do not make excuses. Just stay driven. Because there's really, when you think about it in life, and I've been doing a whole lot of reading, like there's really no failures. They're all just opportunities to get better. And I was seeing, and I saw David Banner. It's crazy. I was looking at a David Banner interview right before we kind of got on the phone. He was like, "Man, I'm so thankful for all the bad stuff that happened to me." And you hear somebody say that, you're like, "Man, what are you talking about?" He was like, "Because I learned to never do that again." You know what I'm saying? Like, I learned to never ever do that thing again. He was like, "When you get the wins, like everybody on your side and everybody's super excited, and you don't really learn a lot from that." But he's like, when you go in that bad spot, when that thing didn't happen for you, you know, okay, I can't do that. So you eliminate that. You eliminate that, and you know you'll never do that again. So it pushes you closer to getting what you want. So for anybody that ain't got what they needed, you know, you didn't get that placement, your manager screwed you over, you had that bad record deal, don't make excuses. Be thankful that you went through that situation and keep going. Because the only way that you can stop and lose is if you stop doing it. Like, that's the only way. So that's just what I feel. I hope somebody takes that advice. That's what I tell myself every day. I could be crazy, but that's just what I feel. So I don't know.
Absolutely. They've been listening, hopefully, and been taking the notes. And I definitely, I've had people texting me, and I've got my Facebook, you know, people are sharing, and I'm getting, like, the notification. I'm like, okay, I'm on the show. Okay, that's, you know. Cool, thank you for sharing, but I'm on the show still, so yes. So, but no, people are definitely in tune. They're most excited about just hearing the fact that you did get your placements and that that did happen for you, because it just seems far-fetched for some. So that's a dope start to and a great way to end the year. Everybody said 2016 has been a little rough, but it wasn't my roughest, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just one of those years where, okay, this went down, okay, let's try this. But all the memes I'm seeing, like, was it really that bad of a year? Did you have a good team?
I mean, 2016 was, here's the thing about 2016. I saw something about it. It was like 2016 was just, it was a normal year. What it was is, you know, heart attacks and people that were addicted to drugs years ago. And stuff,
right.
Like that stuff is catching up to people. Like, that stuff is catching up.
That's what I said today.
So, right. It's like those things never change. It's just you're seeing a lot of it. And you're seeing a lot of it from people that you know their name. Like, this stuff happens all the time, every day. Me personally, 2016 has been a year it's been a year of great challenges, but it's been a year of great learning. You know, I think I learned a lot about myself. I learned just dealing with this, the prelude personally, it is taking me places that I never thought that I would go. And I don't mean like when I've been to Dubai. I'm talking about mentally and spiritually and becoming a hopefully a better person. It has taught me, number one, that black men, and I don't mean to get this deep, we have to find somebody to talk to. We have to find somebody to talk to, because we've been taught in our head that showing emotion, like, you a bitch. Like, nah, nigga, you a bitch. Like, but that's not the true reality. You have to be able to speak to somebody and get those feelings out, because if you don't, you will fall into a place of deep depression. And that's the reality. And I feel like a lot of African-American men, we've been taught to hold all that in so much. But as you get older and you see things for what they are, you realize you have to find somebody you can speak to, because somebody has to give you some perspective on this, because if they don't, then Lord knows what's going to happen to you. So 2016 has been a really, really good year of revelation for me. And I hope that, you know, yeah, we've seen a lot of celebrity deaths. It's been crazy. But hopefully you use that as a place of, man, get your shit in order. You know,
that's what I said.
Maybe it's time for me. Maybe it's time for me to get to the gym a little bit more. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Things like that. Like, yeah, utilize what you're seeing. You know, maybe if you got like a pain pill addiction right now, maybe it's time for us to pull away from those things, because I think with 2016, as tall as it is, nobody is unable to get cut. It don't matter if you sell 20 million records or you got 18 different Grammys. Nobody is too on to get touched around here. So just make sure you try to get your stuff in order. And you know, drink a lot of water.
You seen the same thing? I promise you. Matter of fact, oh my gosh, happy birthday to my oldest brother. This is your interview. Happy birthday to my oldest brother today. He's 36.
Right, right.
Anytime you get another day, another year, that's amazing. Happy birthday to my oldest brother. It's real. I don't do the fam and all that. Like, this is my real brother. So,
right.
Happy birthday.
Right.
And I was just telling him the same thing. Like, you know, yes, it's crazy. Yes, it's tragic. But 80% of these, and I definitely threw a percentage out without doing that, but 80% of it was when I saw it was all kind of health issues. And I said, if anything, we need to take this and know death doesn't exempt and nobody's exempt from death. We need to definitely be on top of things for next year. So that's exactly what I said. So that's why I took it away. But it wasn't the best, but it wasn't bad, and I didn't put myself in situations for it to be bad. It was definitely productive as a reason for what I want to do with my career. So 2017, looking for more and more great things. So work, you guys. I actually just got a support pop-up. Here we go. I got a support pop-up. So we can't play C'est La Vie yet or come up because – yeah, look at the devil trying to come through at the end of 16 real quick. But we got a support pop-up saying that the engineers are working on it. And yes, they said yes. look at the devil. We had no issues ever.
Right.
You know, well, I'm not going to say ever, but we ain't had issues in so long. But look at the devil trying to come through when we have a guest to come here and give some great knowledge, great insight, testimony, low key. And then here we go. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Letting everybody know how you did it, how you need to move, and giving some positivity, talking about the black families. All of that is right. You can never get too deep with us on the show, so we thank you for that. We're so grateful for this platform to be able to discuss what we want and how we want. And black people, they don't like to talk about mental health and all kind of stuff. My best friend is that's what she does every day. And that's one of the main things is black people not wanting to get help before it's too late. So let's do better. Okay, she's typing now. The support person.
Typing.
Yeah.
If I need to send the link via SoundCloud or something like that, let me know too, because I can pop in front of the computer real fast.
Look, we all can make it happen. It's just they're killing me right now with the board, you guys. Okay.
It happened. It's like,
they just asked her. Okay. Yeah, they need to get it right, though. This is 2016 to end. My favorite holiday is New Year's Eve, but I'm actually not going to go out. I'm just
going
to.
You're not going out?
I'm not. Like, just for this my first, I'm just going to show. Like, I don't drink. So when I do go out, I just go out and do my thing, you know. But New Year's Eve is my favorite holiday, but I think I'm going to just chill this year. I really do.
That's
I think I'm going to just chill. I'm feeling like that. Wait, are you going to step out? You got a show?
You know what? That's something that I have to do. Like, 2017 is, I've been trying to get this knocked out for like 3 years now. And I kind of had the opportunity this year, but not all the way. So 2017, Lord willing, if I'm still here, I have to find a way to be performing on New Year's. Like, when that ball drops, I want that mic in my head. It won't be this year. But I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that 2017 falls where I am going into 2018, if Lord willing, like I said, if I'm still here, to have the ability to rock a stage going into it. So, I don't this year. And pretty much everything I've been doing right now is just focusing on 2017 and making sure that I got that plotted out. Because as you know that too, Onyx, you know, if you're just thinking about 2017 now, you're kind of already like 3 months behind. So that's what my focus has kind of been.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad people are done with Christmas and everything. And I'm not knocking business, but I'm like, get back to work because I've been sending emails. I've been working. I haven't stopped. I'm in March and April. Actually, I did my whole year already up until November next year. So I'm already, like, I'm talking about flights, hotel bookings, all of that stuff is already on deck, ready to press go. So
that's dope.
We got all kind of stuff. Yeah, like we way ahead of schedule, almost too ahead. So people are like, what?
Right.
What are you calling about? What are you emailing about? And so, so we got these people, they're going to troubleshoot this board for us. We got some more time tonight, so we can stick around and talk about what's good in the news. And we're going to get these records played before we head out in 2016. I want to ask you to share your social media with anybody that was listening, and anything else you want to share with us, definitely do that. So great to talk to you.
It's awesome. It's awesome. This is what I want everybody to do, because what I did, I tried to make it easy as possible. If you liked anything that you heard from me tonight and you want to stay connected, I have a text service. All you have to do is text my name, which is T-Y-K-E-T. Once again, that's T-Y-K-E-T. You text that to the number 55469. But once again, I'll say it again. Yeah, man. Because what happens is, what I saw is a lot of times when artists are saying that information, it gets lost. So what will happen is, if you text that service, what will happen is a link will come to your phone with the song C'est La Vie, and then it'll have all my social media information already.
Man, they're not texting you for the next year. Let me tell you something. That's dope. It's not
a
big thing. And I know it's like, it's easy. I know that you get the text all the time. You get that, but no, that's dope. We haven't had a guest yet to do that. All of our celebrity guests, out of every independent guest we've had, we've never had somebody come through and just say, "Nah, just text this, and you're going to get everything." I love it.
It'll
we
come.
Have
it, it's a lot easier.
Cue card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you
want
to like
easier.
The scanners. Do you have QR codes? Are you big on those? The QR codes that are for the iPhone scanners?
I like it, but what I felt like was, and I used to have those when I first started out, I'm going to require you to do another step that you might not want to do.
Exactly.
So I feel like what people text every day. So let me just try to stay in their wheelhouse as opposed to trying to get them to do something outside that they normally don't do. That's probably
right,
like, So let me just go ahead and keep you in doing what you're doing. So I'm going to say it again. All you got to do is text my name. Once again, it's T-Y-K-E-T. To 55469, and once again, it'll have my Snapchat, my Facebook, my Instagram, my Twitter, and it'll also have the link to C'est La Vie. Just in case we can't get it to run tonight, it'll have it, and it's a link to Apple Music, so you can check it out, and then you can type in all the information. If you got Tidal, go listen to it on Tidal. If you got Spotify, you can listen to it on Spotify and all that stuff. And if you won't, you can just follow my social media after you get that link, and I can show you how you can directly buy it on Bandcamp, which, you know, directly hits my bank account if you're trying to support an independent artist.
Amazing. You said type T-Y-K-E-T to 55469?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, T-Y-K-E-T to 55469, and it'll drop the link. Okay. And it keeps me engaged with you, because what I'll do is it's kind of like signing up for my text newsletter, you know, once every 2-3 months, I just shoot you and, hey, is everything good? Just try to keep you updated on what I'm doing. I ain't going to spam you, because I understand that. I hate when I get, like, 15 different messages from, like, Logan's or something. It's like, bro, I'm not coming back there no more. Chill out. So
exactly.
I don't want to be in your I don't want to be in your inbox like that. I just be in there once every 2 months just being like, man, is everything good? Here's
good.
What I've done.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Check in, boo. Eric Porter, hey, how you doing?
Right.
Texted everybody just so y'all could know. I did text. I did get a nice, just minimal amount of information. I'm not overwhelmed.
Right.
I'm excited. I have a link. I can go to his link. Very, very nice. Text that. Yep. Make sure you guys do that. We're going to super, super dope. I'm so excited for you.
I appreciate that.
And you gave a lot of hidden jewels that you did not have to give tonight. So I think as well. We can just have you on all night, but I gotta definitely deal with these people, because this is my money now. Like, low-key,
it's cool.
Y'all messing
really,
up my
really,
money.
Right. Don't mess with your money, but it's cool, man. Really, regardless if they get to run tonight, you know, C'est La Vie is the lead single, and then the song that we were going to play tonight was actually an exclusive. It's called Come Up. It's going to be the second single.
Man.
It's the one that everybody, once they hear it, they've been like, yeah, you know, and I ain't trying to soft it up, because I hate when people soft stuff up, and then you get it, and you're like, ah. So I'd love to get everybody's opinion. You know, if you're listening, you know, go to my Facebook page or go to my Twitter and be like, man, I hate that shit or I love that shit, regardless. If you do an action, that means I got a response out of you. So we won. So I would like to know what you think. But yeah, it'll probably be the second single, more than likely. It's called Come Up, and it's just about, you know, once again, people, when you start leveling up, people think that you change. But nah, to go through mm-hmm. this place period out of time, you cannot be the same you if you're trying to go somewhere else. So yeah, maybe I have progressed mentally, but I'm still the same type T I've been forever. Like, I'm still that same person. Nothing's gonna change me. A power placement ain't gonna change me. You know, I performed at the Grizzlies last year. This year I did it as well. I mean, that's in front of 17,000. It's not gonna change me. You can still walk up to me to be the same person. So I'm gonna stay down till I come up, and that's the whole concept of that record. So I hope you get to spin that one of these days.
Oh my gosh, we got you next Wednesday, your first show of 2017. We ending with
Man,
you in 2016. We starting with you in 2017. So
love
we got
it.
You.
Love it. Love
we also
it.
We have Vertical, which is a DJ streaming nationwide, I say worldwide pretty much. Vertical.com will be on the line with us, the CEO of that platform, who distributes music out to all of the DJs, so we'll make sure he gets that record too. Or gets
Man,
these
please
two
do.
Records,
I'm very aware of Vertigo. You know what I'm saying? I'm very aware of that company. So yeah, please, like, let them know about this song, man. That would be the lit. It would help out so much. I'd be so thankful. I really would. Real talk.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll definitely put Kevin into it. And like I said, I'll make sure to reach out to you as well or yeah, when it comes time for the acting situations and the film situations to be posted and plan for that accordingly. But I want to thank you again so much. Yes, thank you so much for coming through. I'm so excited for you. I'm inspired, and I look forward to purchasing the album. I will be definitely putting my $5 in, have a month, $5.99, and I'm looking forward to getting it.
I love you. That means a lot. It really does. We'll have a merch coming up. The Driven shirts will be out soon too. So, you know, hopefully you can get if you're liking the music, then we'll have a shirt for it that goes, it kind of coincides, and hopefully you cop one of those and everybody's listening too. So man, I'm appreciative. If you need anything from me, honest, just let me know. You know I'm here. It is not a problem.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Ladies, are you in love? Fellas, are you inspired? Alright, so are you ready to work? Wait, it's time to go. 2017, 2016, let's end it. Thank you so much for coming through. Let's go ahead and play what we do got on deck, which is that This Can't Be Life record. If we can I get you to do a job for us, that?
Yeah, right. So you're about to hear This Can't Be Life. With all the stuff that's going on in the world, I had to make sure that I dropped something that I gave my perspective on what's happening. So let me know what you think about This Can't Be Life. Onyx, thank y'all. Global Cup 14, This Can't Be Life. You can run them. I'm out.
Look. Every day I work a 9-to-5 just to see another white man's dream come true. And I'm tired of the system, it's full of bullshit, it wasn't designed for me and you. You can't have all the degrees in the world, but to them you're still a nigga with a suit on. And they can never understand, cause they never been judged by the color of their skin tone. Man, stop it, you sound like another nigga pulling out the race car. But tell me how you watch the news lately? Police brutality still at large. Damn, they killing our hopes, they killing our dreams. Then they tell us how the situation could have been avoided. But we gotta do better ourselves while we killing each other over some funky ass jars. But them 4-5 bearing so fresh though, I can't even lie. The media got all my people brainwashed. We gotta open up our eyes. So if I get gunned down, what you still saying about me after the hashtag go away? I wanna see it better for my offspring. Man, it's a battle every day, but this is what I pray.
So I get on my knees every night, asking God, can you help me?
We 21st century slaves. I guess some things ain't gonna never change. That the king gotta be rolling over in his grave. Man, this can't be life. Nah, can't be life. Nah, can't be. I work a 9-to-5 just to stay alive, but I barely make enough just to keep on my life. Traffic ticket could end up dead. It's not pushing me because I'm close to the edge. Man, I might go crazy.
My mind open just like a 7-Eleven. They give us hell on earth. We in the last days. I pray that I can make it into heaven. We guilty until proven innocent. So you know what that means. We got no chance. They make a mockery of President Obama, nigga. What you think they about to do to your black ass up the river? So long. Bye-bye. Do not pass go. With no get out of jail free card. It's stop insulting my intelligence. I see the writings on the wall. Bitch, I ain't a retard. It talk down on hip-hop. Try to minimize the way it had an impact. But at the company talent show, what they ask you to do? Tyrone, can you go up there and do a rap? Nah, fuck that. I'm tired of tap dancing over issues that be weighing on my soul. They say I got a lot of black friends. I can't be racist for college niggas behind closed doors. Goddamn, ain't shit changed. Welcome into my reality. It's like we're living in a Mortal Kombat. Like on the Twitter, see another fatality. But you lose.
So I get on my knees every night. Asking God, can you help me?
We're 21st century slaves. I guess some things ain't gonna never change. That the king gotta be rolling over in his grave. Man, this can't be life.
Nah, can't be life.
Nah, can't be. I work a 9-to-5 just to stay alive. But I barely make enough just to keep on my life. If I get stopped for a traffic ticket, could end up dead. And stop pushing me because I'm close to the edge. Man, I might go crazy.
I might go crazy. I might go crazy.
So I get on my knees every night, asking God, can you help me?
Yeah, yeah, cause we're 21st century slaves. I guess some things they gon' never change. Dr. King gotta be rolling over in his grave. Man, this can't be life.
Nah, can't be life.
Nah, can't be. I'm working 9-to-5 just to stay alive.
Back to Global. Already, welcome back to Global 14 The Cut. That was This Can't Be Life by our artist Jimmy Tech T. You guys, so excited for him. So thankful to have met him through the Global 14 platform. Such a dope artist, such a dope person. Very wise, ready to work, not trying to look back, not trying to be negative, just like let's get this money, let's get this working, let's get this let's get this growth, let's get this progression. I'm all about it. Same page. And I was like, now she said that too. Yes, I did. Like, everything that when I said, oh my God, me too, whatever, like, it really was. That's what it was. And that's why I love that we have the show, because we get to invite people that are, well, this word is overused, but like minded to the show. And it truly is what it is. If you vibe with somebody, if y'all agree on the same things, and you just agree on the same things. And then at the end of the day, feel recognized, real, no matter what type of background, genre, when it comes to music, or whether it be male or female, you're going to vibe with the person if it's a real individual. We definitely had a real one on the line tonight. So salute, and I look forward to purchasing Type T's album, and as well as I hope you guys do. I will be letting you know. I'll be keeping you posted on the release date, and we will be tweeting it and retweeting it. So make sure you're following us on our Twitters. And then also I'll be keeping you posted about the rap game. And I do have some announcements coming up. We're probably going to add another segment to the show. So stay posted. You might have an opportunity if you're a young, aspiring broadcaster. So child ages, we may be expanding a little more and doing a little bit more with our youth. So stay posted. You never know. And I want to give a shout out to Faith and to Ricardo, who are on the team and we look forward to next year. The other host is not on the line tonight. And I also want to say that everybody who, first of all, okay, this is what I was going to say. I remember what I was going to say. Drake and J-Lo are all over my newsfeed. Let me tell you about the people that's been in my newsfeed in my timeline lately. Drake and J-Lo, Karuze and Chris Brown, so I don't know if they're back or whatever. And then it was, who else was in my timeline? Crazy. Black China and Rob. Their situation was too much. It was way too much. I was just like, this needs to get off social media. And then every blog was posting it. It's getting to the point where every blog page is posting the same exact, like, 30-second clip or same page. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not exclusive anymore. I don't know. Maybe I won't say that. Because I want to sound like it's coming from a place of hate. But I just feel like it's getting repetitive and it's getting too much. So once you see Robin Black China on one platform, you got to see it the whole rest of the day and week. And if you log into your Gmail and Yahoo, it is right there. So anyways, that's been everywhere, as well as Jeezy and his fiance has been everywhere. And I've been dying laughing because everybody knows how much I love Jeezy. So supposedly he had proposed to his already engaged fiance. I've been known he was engaged. He was engaged years ago. So I guess I don't know why, for some reason, it was announced again that he was engaged when he'd been engaged, low-key. I don't know if they broke up. I don't know. But it was so funny because people were, like, mentioning me in the news and in the comments. And that's sad. Like, you guys know I love him that much, so you're mentioning me to let me know he's engaged. That's funny. But I'm okay. All is well. I still love him, but just, I haven't loved him in that way in a long time, just because I already knew he was engaged. And once you become somebody else's man, I just don't be checking for you no more. It don't matter if he's famous or not. I just, not my type of one. But he's still the truth. We're not going to ride out to Jesus tonight, but we are going to ride out to Turk with the record he has out right now. He's been very supportive of the show this year, as well as Louisiana Cash. He just shot some tape, and as well as Little Ray. He dropped a mixtape as well this past month or so. So we wanted to make sure we supported those artists as well as Young Main. Open the show with that. So we're ending 2016 with a very lovely light high note. Whatever you do for New Year's Eve, be safe, be blessed. Don't drink and drive. Call an Uber. I don't know what I'm going to do. It's like I said, it's overwhelming. DJ Khaled is going to be here. Drake is going to be here. JD gonna be here, like French Montana will be here. I'm not saying I'm tired of seeing everybody, but it's just like I don't know where to go. So I feel like I shouldn't go anywhere. I don't even know where to go for New Year's Eve because it's just overwhelming. Different clothes in different places. Don't know where to go. But anyway, whatever you guys do, be safe. Bring in your 2017 with love, peace, harmony, soul. And bless up. At Global 14, The Cut, at Global 14, at Onyx 254. And that's it. We can ride out to this Turk record. Happy New Year.
niggas start running.
Runnin'.
Try to get away from the cave, but ain't nothing.
Ain't nothing.
Trigger fingin' nasty, so we gon' keep coming. Bust you wide open and nobody know done it. Y'all just started, I been getting money.
Gettin'
sorry, I thought it was shittin' on you, chummy.
Shittin' on
you, I'm all chillin', yeah, I'm something like a woman. Cause I keep my mouth closed and tell them fed people nothing.
Nothing.
Still wear my red clothes, it mean I see a thug. Throwing up my set in the club, I be bustin'. My attitude is fuckin' too.
Yeah.